Three, two, one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I am your boy, D-Love, Damon Bolden. And if you're trying to get a hold of me on Facebook, it's E-A-R-L Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N. And I am your host of the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I am glad to be here. Let me tell you, we had a good play weekend. I definitely got a story to tell. So let's get right into this thing. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We're trying to mix it up out here. Come on, y'all. Let's just be one race. Let's be the human race, okay? Let's mix it up a little bit. Have ourselves a good time. We have our own unique challenges, and this is the place to discuss it. This is an adult informational podcast for mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice. Folks, I get a lot of emails, and if you're trying to email me, just go ahead and hit me at weswinglv@gmail.com. Weswinglv@gmail.com. We swing. The letter L, the letter V. weswinglv@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. You got a question, you got a concern, you want to learn something about the lifestyle, want to ask me some questions about the game, send me a message. You want to hear about something, you want to know what's going on party-wise, we're going to try to hook you up. If you're trying to join our private interracial swingers page on Facebook, you have to contact me directly, E-A-R-L-B-O-L-D-E-N. I'm wearing a dark suit. I got a red background. So if there's another E-A-R-L Bolden out there, you'll send it to the right person. That will be me. Let me know that you want to join the group, and I will certainly add you. The only time I don't add people is if they just looking. You know what I'm saying? They hear the podcast. We have people listen to the podcast in like 37 countries now. So, but if you're not currently in the lifestyle, and I look at your Facebook page and you don't have any lifestyle friends, then there's kind of no need to put you in the group, because the group is a players group. All the people in the group are players. We even know them, or somebody in the group knows them, and they're already in the lifestyle and they already play. So if you're not a player, it's kind of hard. You're going to get in the group and you're fishing. And so let's get you a little experience first before we add you to the group. If you'd like to see something a little more racy, a little more skin deep, if you know what I'm saying, you'd like to see some of the beautiful ladies in our group like to post some of their more racy pictures and how they get down, you can do that on MeWe. If you download the MeWe app, or if you're already part of MeWe, you can just locate us at WeSwingLV and jump in that group. And then you know what? You ain't got to deal with that Facebook dilemma. You can post whatever you want. You know, I always tell fellas, don't IM females dick pics, because then all they do is complain to me about people IMing them dick pics. Can't talk today. And so then I got to be like, bro, come on, man. The females don't want to see your balls. If they want to see your balls, they're going to ask you to see your balls. So don't just, hey, how you doing? Next thing you know, blamp, dick pic. That happens. And that's what the MeWe group is for. That's how I got around to that. You can throw out as many dick pics as you want in the MeWe group, and nobody's going to complain. No, the females ain't going to complain. Facebook ain't going to complain. Nobody could complain, because MeWe's the Wild West. So if that's what you need to do, throw it out there and nobody's going to complain. All right. Our one and only sponsor. You know what it is. You know what time it is. If you have pain, Complete Body Alignment is the place to go. If you're in the Las Vegas area and you're having back pain, neck pain, whatever kind of pain, you know, that's related to your structure, your posture. A lot of us are doing a lot of sitting because of, you know, we are home. Some people ain't working. Some people watching too much TV. Some people looking down at their phones and they just ain't got their self aligned. Go to Complete bodyalignment.com. Find out what they're doing over there. I'm not going to talk about it too much further. Just go to the website, completebodyalignment.com. A hands-on process, getting the musculoskeletal system realigned and eliminating pain. If you think you got some problems that a doctor or a chiropractor can't fix, this is the place for you, Complete Body Alignment. All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's start the show. Listen, had a big play weekend this weekend, and I'm going to get into that, but what I want to talk about first is, you know, the lifestyle is big boy shit, and when I was talking to my college buddy, one of my college buddies from a long time way back, he's the one who kind of got me in the game. He didn't get me in the game, but he introduced me to the swing scene way back in the early 90s. Him and his wife, when we were still in college, went to a swing club. I didn't even know anything about a swing club. And he comes back and he says, "Hey, man, you got to check this shit out. The swing thing is hopping." And that's how I kind of got introduced to it, and I've been running with it ever since. So my boy back in Colorado, he's my best friend. We're talking on the phone over the weekend. This is before I went out. And he says, "Hey, man, what you doing this weekend?" I said, "Hey, man, I think I got this thing lined up." Woo. And he says, "Man, you still doing that? That when you going to grow up, man?" I was thinking to myself, grow up? Grow up? Nigga, this... The shit that we doing in the lifestyle is grown-up shit. That's why you never see young people in the lifestyle. Because young people don't have the mental capacity to hang with what's going on in the lifestyle. This is adult shit. So I let it go over my head. I blew it off. But it kind of stuck with me. And that's why I want to get into the story of the weekend. Okay. So here's how this broke down. And me and my boy Tony Tone, we talked. And he said, "Hey, man, every time you're on the lifestyle, well, every time you're on the podcast and you bring me up, man, I might have 2, 3, 4 things going." And then they say, "Oh, well, I heard you did this on the lifestyle." So I told him I wasn't going to bring his name up. But then he said, "Nah, I don't give a fuck. Go ahead." So let me tell you the story. So my man, T. Mosley, hit me up. He says, "Hey, man, listen, I've been messing around with this new couple to the lifestyle. They've been in the lifestyle about 6 months, but I'm the only person they ever been with. They moved here from, I don't know, the Midwest or Texas or someplace. I don't know. I think it was like Minnesota. They're from Minnesota. They live half the year there, and they just moved here, live half the year here. They've been here about 6 months. And my boy T. Mosley been the only one that played with them. I think he found them on SLS. Nonetheless, he hits me up and he says, "Hey, man, I've been playing with this new couple, and the wife is really hot, and she wants to do her first to have her first 2 black male experience. Do you want to help me out?" I said, "Yeah, nigga, where do I sign? Like, yeah, what's up?" He says, "Hey, man, come over to the crib about 5:30. I said, "All right." Now, you would think 5:30 is a little bit early, but, you know, for me, I'm an old nigga, so down and dirty by 9:30, I'm trying to get it in. Shit, I ain't no late night owl anymore. So I'm like, "Yeah, man, I'm all about it." So, you know, I get suited and booted. You know how we do. I'm not going any place in tennis shoes and a T-shirt. Okay, so I get myself clean and smelling good, and I get right. And I get over to his crib because I'm notoriously late. I get over to his crib about 5:45, and he in there, and he's spody too, getting ready to get this thing jumping off. And so we talking about the half hour or so, and I'm thinking, you know, "Hey, where the couple at? You know, they on the way?" He said, "No, man, they gonna text me. We gonna go over to their spot." I said, "Okay." So, you know, just soon after that, you know, he gets a little bramp, bramp, phone start buzzing. He's like, they ready. So this, we live south of the city. So this little spot was not far from where I live. And in the area that I live in, it's pretty affluent. So, you know, we're driving up the boulevard and hanging out and talking, laughing a little bit. And this is right around the corner from where we stay anyway. But it opens up into a real nice, beautiful gated community with big houses. I was like, your little couple friends got some snaps. Like, it wasn't no ordinary neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them ones where it ain't just you punching the code. It's one of them ones where the guard is at the thing, like, where you going? I got to sign you in type shit. So, nonetheless, we get up to the crib with the stamped, glazed, you know, lacquered driveway and the big house with the pillars. And I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be tight. We're gonna see what's happening up in here. You never know. You never know what you're gonna see until the door opens, right? So the door, and usually, you know, in this type of situation, when you meet a couple like that, now this isn't all the time, but this is most of the time. Most of the time, you know, some, you know, J Bob SquarePants, and then the wife is usually pretty attractive. The door opens, the husband opens the door, and this is a older, professional, tall, very handsome looking white dude. And I was like, oh, I was kind of like taken aback, because usually, you know, the dude got a lot of money, he an accountant, and he's balding and 5'4 and fat. Not this cat. This cat was strapping, 6'4, silver hair, manicured, tall, tan. I'm like, oh, well, if that's the dude, what I'm waiting to see what the wife looks like. Lo and behold. Now, you know what? We got some lovely ladies in the lifestyle, anywhere from, we got some fives, we got some eights, we got some nines, we got a few tens. You know, I'm not going to throw names out of the females, but y'all know who y'all are. This lady came around the corner from out of the kitchen to greet us. Man, if you like older, she was 50, older, professional, well-kept women. Like Susan Sarandon in her prime. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? You know what? Let me back that up. Kathy Lee Gifford in her prime. Yeah, y'all around the same age as me, a little bit less. Y'all know, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about prime, older, but just bad. Just everything about her. 5'9", 125 pounds. She had on a tight black cocktail dress with like, looked like diamond studs going down the front of it in a line, thigh highs, heels. Oh, tight. I look at my boy Tone like, man, young Jedi. Nigga, you are doing something in the game. Like, man, what's up? So this wasn't an automatic, because this couple was very, very new to the lifestyle. So this wasn't an automatic. They wanted to feel me out. Okay? So this goes back to what I'm talking about at the very beginning of the podcast when I said, get suited and booted. Because if I would have showed up in any other thing than what I showed up in, it probably wouldn't have been a go. Because these people were real picky, classy, sophisticated type people. You wasn't going to be wearing a sweatshirt and sneakers and get with her. It wasn't going to happen. This lady had a diamond on every finger. And I ain't talking about no CZ bullshit neither. Like 100 grand worth of dimes. Let me put it to you like this. She had on a diamond tennis bracelet where if back in my young days, they might still be tied up in the basement with a sock in their mouth. Because, nigga, I wasn't always a professional. That's all I'm going to say. You know what? I grew up on the street, and I wasn't always a professional. But I am now. Okay? We all have a past, folks. So let me get back into this. Stunning. This lady was a 10. She wasn't an 8. She wasn't a 9. She wasn't a 9.5. She was a straight 10. And if they wasn't in the position that they are in their lives, I would have got a picture to show you, because she is something to see. New to the lifestyle, only been with one man other than her husband, and that was Tone and now me. So I feel honored to even get a piece of this. Stunning. They were so familiar with Tone that when we showed up, they already had his crown out. They was like, we got your bottle of crown. Already had it set out for him, had a glass out for him. I was like, oh, nigga. You do what you do, young Jedi. Hey, 2020 been a tough year, but I think Tone going to get the Luke Skywalker award. That's the award we give once a year for the best Jedi player that's in the game once a year. In the interracial swing game, once a year, one man gets the Jedi award. And my vote, I know this not the end of the year yet. It's only December 8th, but my vote is going to Tone. I think he's going to get the Jedi award. And when I end this conversation, you're going to know why. This is just the beginning. So, after we had some conversation and I made them feel comfortable with me and who I am as a person, and we had some laughs and some smiles, and I had my hand on the small of her back, and we had a little bit of conversation about the run in her thigh high. She had a little run and she started complaining about it. And I said, do you know what? Those little character flaws is what make you sexy. You know what I'm saying? And we had some smiles, and we did some little pecking on the cheek and got comfortable with each other. She said, well, I got to go to the restroom. She went to the restroom, got that dress off, left them heels and thigh highs on, was laying on the bed, and it was on like calm. So we finally got into this thing about sometime after 7. And sometime after 10:30, I was spent. I think T had his fill, and the husband was like, y'all ain't leaving, are y'all? This one could go. She could go. She wanted nothing to do but get as much as she could get. A true joy. Let me tell you, a true joy. This lady here, I hope I have. It's rare that sometimes I say, I hope I get another opportunity. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know what? I'm always appreciative of any opportunity I get. But I hope I get the opportunity to play with this one again, because she was truly something to look at. Great personality and something super, super special in bed. And I appreciate it. And we'd done 2-3 rounds, but I was like, well, I ain't got no place to be. We gonna get another round in, or what's going on? But as we was kind of finishing up, winding down, I was getting some water, Tone turned to me and kind of whispered. He was like, Russians. I was like, what? He's like, hey, man, we got to get out of here. Okay. I drove to his place, but somehow in getting ready, I left all my ID and information. So I rode with him. So I was wherever we was going or whatever we was doing, I was at the mercy of where he was going, because I left. I didn't want to follow him in my car because I didn't have my driver's license. So we finished up with a lovely evening at their place and said our goodbyes, and we got in the car, and he was like, hey, man, we got to make a stop at the drop bar. I was like, oh, okay. So we get over to the drop bar over at Green Valley Ranch. And I said, man, you said something. I thought you said Russian. He said, yeah, man. Yeah. And when we stepped into the bar, he had these two Russian chicks waiting on us. Jedi warrior. That's my boy. Hey, one was a 10, one was a 9. I was super impressed. I was like, Russians? Nigga, come on. He pulling out all stops for your man. I'm like, what's cracking with this? So to make a long story short, we finished the evening partying with these two hot Russian chicks that he has set up. That's after we have played with the wife or the husband, the couple thing that we had done for 3.5 hours. He had these, man, this one, she was a makeup artist or something, she said. I can't even remember what she said she did. She moved here from California, was in the film industry. Hot, hot body, hot, hot, hot. And the other Russian chick, one of my other boys, his brother, messes with her every now and again. So I know her, but I don't know her like that. You know what I'm saying? I know her. I never been with her, but I know her. She's pretty hot. But the couple times I've seen her at parties, she was kicking it with one dude and she only played with the one dude like privately. I never seen her in a group setting. I would like to see her in a group setting, but I never seen her in a group setting. She's pretty thin, a little bit thinner than I really kind of tend to enjoy because I like my women kind of thick, but hot. And those accents, once they start talking that broken English Russian accent shit, my dick was hard. I'm like, let's get this fucking party started. Like, what's going on with this? Spetsnaz. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, we cracked that off at the club until, I don't know, 2:30, 3 a.m. Oh, I'm trying to do a podcast here, and my wife just walked in the door saying who, what, when, where, why. Honey, say hello. Hello. That's my girl. Come home to daddy. And that's why I love the lifestyle, is I got a lovely wife at home that allows me to have the best time of my life. Grown up, big boy shit, okay? Getting back to that. We cracked that off to about 3 a.m., and I finally came home to my lovely wife, and that was a great play experience on a Saturday night. So, people, we playing. I know there's some issues in the world. There's some issues in the economy. There's some issues with employment. There's some issues with COVID. And I know a lot of people, one of our friends in the group, she's like, I talked about this on the last podcast. She's like, I ain't doing shit until there's a vaccine. I get it. I get it. Do what you got to do. Be safe. If you ain't feeling it, we not mad at you. Nobody's pushing nobody here. This is about us. You know, we're a small knit group in the lifestyle, okay? We got to take care of each other and we got to respect everybody's wishes and how they feel about the certain situation and how they want to play or not want to play. We respect that. But if we can get it in and still be safe and feel safe, then I'm going to get it in. Okay, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to keep it going. I got a whole lot more to talk to y'all about and tell y'all about. I was talking to one of my boys I ain't seen in a long time. When I moved to Vegas, him and his girl, man, his girl, hot. Shannon, hot. Oh, my God. Hit my boy and his girl. They live down in Texas now. And he hit me up and was just kind of asking me about the scene. And it was really good to hear from him because I don't really get to hear from him too much. It's kind of, you know, periodic. They used to live here in Vegas and they moved away. And Texas, man, I'm hearing some good things about the Texas lifestyle. There's been several hot females that have joined the group from Texas. And so, well, you know, what we want to do is we want to either take the group down and make a road trip to Texas and party with them. I think he said Colette's might still be open, hit they swing club and do some things. Or, you know, the fellas. We did this when we went to Arizona. Just the fellas went down, got a couple, 2-3 hotel rooms, and then just invited the females in from another state. We did that in Arizona, and man, we kept ourselves busy for 3 days. We could do that too. We could do fellas road trip, or we can bring the group down with the ladies. My wife likes to travel and do a swing thing like that and hit some of their clubs down there. Either way, Texas has a cracking. And we got to get down there and get something done. I'm almost guaranteed that we are going to go to Hedo this year. I think it's the first week in August, October. I don't know. But when I get more information about that, I'll let y'all know. We definitely, with restrictions permitted, we're hoping to get down to Hedo this year. A lot of the people in the group like to travel. So if you got a place that's hot, it's got a good swing club, and you think that we would have a really good time, shoot me an email, drop me a line, let me know what's going on. And as soon as restrictions kind of loosen up, we'll get out there. We'll get out to your city. We like to roll. We like to meet new people. We want to grow the group. We want this to be the best interracial swingers group in the world, if we could do that. Why should we just reach for the ceiling when we could reach for the stars? You know what I'm saying? Let's make this. I have a bunch of other topics, but this is a half hour show. And we're coming up close to our time. I'm just going to tease this topic. When I was talking to my boy down in Texas today, one of the things he said was that the quality of play couples, and me and my wife were talking about this too, the quality of play couples or lifestylers doesn't seem to be what it used to be early in the game. When I was early in the game, everybody was dressed up, classy, this thing. Now it's just, it seems like people are not, they ain't trying. They just like, well, I'm there to fuck. So, they just show up in anything. Just don't give, it's not, I always want to make, when we throw parties, I always want to make the lifestyle an event. That's why I'm always like, if you come to one of our functions, you got to dress to impress. You don't show up. I had a birthday party and everybody was dressed up. And this one cat, bless his heart, he had he came in like a short set. He came with a good friend of ours. She really, really cool. We let it slide. But under a normal situation, I'd have been like, dog, we can't let you in because and lo and behold, none of the females wanted to play with him. That goes back to what I'm saying. If you don't put your best foot forward, don't expect the ladies to put out. This is not one of those situations. I think guys get the wrong impression. I think guys get the impression, well, she's here, so she must want to fuck. No, I'm sorry. I've been in this game a long time, and that's not what ladies are thinking. They're like, I hope I meet somebody that is worthy of this pussy. And if you couldn't barely get the gumption to put some fucking slacks on instead of shorts, you're probably not going to get to play. If you don't put your best foot forward, why should they? You see what I'm saying? So that's just my teaser for next week's podcast. I'm going to leave that at that, and then we'll get into that in depth the next time I do a podcast. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Hopefully that was an interesting story about the weekend. Hopefully you guys have some interesting stories as well. I hope everybody's playing and playing safe. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This is your boy D-Love. I'm signing off for now. Peace.